Welcome to My Gospel Soul Radio with none other than your host, Pastor Jay. Just sharing an inspirational word with you today. Praise God. We're going to be coming from Psalms 121. Amen. And I am so just excited about this word that God has dropped in my spirit. Praise God. Amen. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. We're going to read more, praise God, later on in the broadcast. But listen, I love the fact that, praise God, no matter what the trial we're going through, no matter what people are saying about us, no matter what's coming against us, you got to know, amen, glory to God, that it's as simple as lifting up your eyes to the hills. Amen, glory to God. What hills are those? Amen. What he's saying is look beyond the horizon. Look beyond what you're going through, praise God, and focus in on him, praise God, amen. God has so many blessings, so many miracles, praise God, in store for you. The enemy comes to distract, steal, kill, and destroy. And if he can get your mind off the things of God, praise God, amen. He can have you bound. He can have you in depression. He can have you full of anxieties, praise God. He can have you in a place, amen, where you can't see the sun for the clouds, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. But amen, I love that Dorothy Norwood song that says, there's got to be rain in your life to appreciate the sun. Hallelujah, glory to God. And that's twofold, amen. You could appreciate the sun that's shining, amen, and the sun of the living God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I thank God for Podbean. Amen. We're going to be doing a lot of our broadcasts on Podbean. Praise God. Because it is convenient. It's a new platform for My Gospel Soul. Amen. That we may be able to share the gospel. Also want to invite you out to My Gospel Soul Community Church this Sunday at 12 p.m. It's going to be our official restoration service. I have not been having service at the La Quinta Inn for a couple of months now. And God, listen, shook my life, shook my very foundation, woke me up. See, sometimes when stuff hit our life, amen, glory to God, we'll look at it a certain way. But I promise you, if you change your perspective, you won't pick up bitterness. You won't pick up anger. You'll pick up, amen, glory to God, what God wanted you to see in the spirit realm. In the spirit realm, God wanted me to understand it's time for the transition. It don't come when you're comfortable and when you're ready. It comes when God say it's time. And a lot of times, praise God, in that transition, we don't transition well because we're so in our flesh, emotions, and allowing manipulation to go on in our lives. But listen, let me tell you something. If you know like I know, when God tell you it's time, get to moving. Don't worry about what you don't have. Don't worry about what is not, what you know, because some of us, I'm not making a move till I got this. I'm not making a move. But let me tell you something. When God tells you to move, praise God. See, God has a season. We have a season. But God's season never matches up with where we are in our life. It match up with what he want done. Come on, hallelujah. What's going on in the spirit? What's going on in the holy of holies, in heavenly places? And in heavenly places, God say, it's a need for the ministry right now. Okay, enough of what you're doing. I'm calling you. Because sometimes, praise God, we be uncomfortable. We be, Lord, why is this happening? Oh, God, what should I do? And he say, calm down. I need for you to fast. I need for you to pray. I'm trying to show you something. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways, praise God. He don't think the way we think. We get caught up on some logical banter with ourselves. This not logical. This don't look right. Well, let me tell you something, praise God. Whenever it's that type of situation, don't look right, feel right, seem right. Come on, hallelujah. But you heard the voice of God. Guess what? God's about to move. He's about to break through, praise God. Amen. I'm excited, praise God, for what God is doing with My Gospel Soul Community Church. We're at 8776 Airport Boulevard, the La Quinta Inn Hobby Airport here in Houston, Texas. We have a special guest coming. That's Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. Amen. Apostle Tebow is going to minister a word, amen, of restoration. You want to be in the house 12 p.m., praise God. And also, just to show your love and support for what God has been working in me for years, praise God, amen. And listen, those of you that know me, praise God, you know I'll have church on the front lawn. Doesn't matter to me, praise God. We have to move, amen, with the Spirit of God, hallelujah. And allow God, amen, to use us the way he see fit. In this day and time, amen, we are doing so many things, praise God, that we plan. Glory to God. But God has to give the vision, and then we have to walk that vision out. I mean, write that vision out, and then God send people to walk that vision out. Come on. Hallelujah. So we're in that season, praise God, amen. We're going to have dinner, praise God, amen. Hallelujah. We're going to just fellowship together. Nothing big and extravagant, praise God, but enough to, but just to be able to sit and talk and fellowship with one another, love on each other, laugh and talk, praise God, amen. Just normal stuff, praise God. Some of us, amen, we so spiritual, we can't even sit down with each other. we're so on some other planet, amen, that we cannot sit down and love on one another and look at each other and say, how you doing? But we're going to do that. We're going to do that Sunday. We also are going to have In My Promised White, which she has an e-book. That's Janine White. She has an e-book, praise God, amen. She's going to be there starting up her series of studies, praise God, on unlocking your greatness, amen. And I know you've seen the flyer on Facebook. If you haven't, go to Janice Cook Jackson as Pastor J on Facebook, praise God. Check that flyer out. I will continue to post for today and tomorrow, praise God, to just keep it fresh on your mind. But come on out. Like I say, this is not no big extravagant service. We're straight to the point. We love God, amen. And we look forward to seeing you there. Now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the word on today. Lord, I ask that you use me, praise God, use me. Amen. Glory to God for your perfect will. Hallelujah. As we share the gospel today on this Podbean podcast, we ask, Father God, that someone is blessed, someone is helped, amen, by the word that you, by the word of God, amen. We thank you for My Gospel Soul, praise God, where we are breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the word of God. Amen. As we look at this, praise God, it says in Psalms 121, real quick, God is our keeper. That's what it says in my Bible. I will lift up mine eyes into the hills, from which cometh my help. Amen. Hallelujah. My help cometh from the Lord. Amen. I like to say, let me rightly divide the word of truth. Now, if you look at that, see, my mom was a school teacher, so we don't cut corners and we don't make stuff up and we don't overinterpret things. It says, I will look to the hills for which cometh my help. And then it says, my help cometh from the Lord. So if you look into the hills, praise God, obviously, praise God, that's where the Lord is stationed at. He's higher than your situation. Come on. He's higher than your obstacle. Glory to God. I heard somebody say, praise God, my God is bigger. Amen. Hallelujah. Than my problems, than my situation, than my go through. He's much, much bigger. Glory to God. It said, my help cometh from the Lord, which made what? The heaven and the earth. Showing how mighty he is, praise God. He made the heaven and the earth. So I'm not just looking towards, praise God, a God, just some God. Hallelujah. No, I'm looking towards the one, praise God, that set everything in motion. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. That spoke everything into existence. I'm not looking, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, after after a rinky dink God. I'm looking at a God, hallelujah, that made me, that formed me, hallelujah, and spoke my destiny into my life before I even came from my mother's womb, glory to God. I'm speaking of a God, hallelujah, amen, that has all power. Woo, glory to God. It says, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Oh, he won't slumber. He's a keeper, glory to God, amen. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. I won't lose nothing, glory to God. I won't lose my balance. I won't lose my footing, glory to God. Come on, and we think that's talking about material things. No, I'm talking about your faith. I'm talking about your peace. I'm talking about your mind, hallelujah. Because a lot of us, praise God, I heard somebody say, I almost lost my mind, I almost let go, hallelujah. But guess what I did? Oh, hallelujah. I looked toward the hills for which cometh my help, and my help cometh from the Lord. Hallelujah. He will not slumber. Amen. He watches over me day and night, 24/7. Amen. As I slumber and sleep, the angels of God are watching over me. It says, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. This is the same God that kept Israel. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. The same God that delivered the children of Israel out of bondage, the bondage of Egypt, out of the hands of Pharaoh. And Pharaoh had some power, but he didn't have enough power. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Right there is a confidence booster. Right there, you should have felt some confidence just be deposited in your spirit, because you said, it says he's a keeper. Come on, the keeper, thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade. Listen. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He's the shade, glory to God, upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Glory to God. My God is so mighty. He's so mighty that he won't even let the darkness or the sun, it won't let anything affect me, glory to God. He won't let anything come now my dwelling. A lot of us used to pray over our household. We used to pray over our children. We used to put the blessed all over the doorpost, over every entrance, over the window. We used to have such crazy faith that when we applied that anointed oil, Lord, come on, hallelujah, we, after that point, we didn't worry about nothing. Well, I'm here to tell you today, and you don't have to worry about nothing. As you slumber and sleep, God is with you. Oh, come on, hallelujah. When you're walking into places, glory to God, hallelujah, where the world say you ought to be frightened and carrying mace and guns, God will walk you through that, and you'll understand that I have his angels dispatched around about me, glory to God, hallelujah. And then I love that scripture to say, though my foes came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumble and fail, glory to God. That means, hallelujah, glory to God, no matter what comes against me, hallelujah, as long as I got King Jesus, come on, hallelujah, long as I got the Almighty God, long as I got my shade, hallelujah, long as I got the Lord that got Israel out, that defeated Pharaoh, come on, that split the Red Sea, glory to God, apart, and let his people walk across on dry land, long as I got the Lord that made the heavens and the earth, I don't fear no evil, for thou art with me, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You have to excuse me because I preach a sermon say, don't mess with my praise. And it's real simple. Glory to God. When you can hold on to your praise, oh my God, hallelujah, there is nothing that can shake you. Now let me take that back. It may knock you to the side, but you won't lose your footing. Why? Because it says in the word of God, it said, I'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I shall not be moved. Woo. And I love the way Dr. Cindy Trim said, I shall not be denied. Glory to God. I will not be denied. Glory to God. Then it goes on, I love this scripture, this chapter, because it says, the Lord shall preserve thee from evil. So he's not just going to keep me. He's going to preserve me. Come on. When I come out of this thing, I'm not going to look like what I've been through. When I come out of this thing, you're not going to see no bullet wounds. When I come out of this thing, praise God, I'm going to come out as pure gold, glory to God. I'm going to come out, hallelujah. You're going to see the victory all across my face, amen. I was driving Uber today, amen. A woman of God came out of the house. When I saw her face, I knew she was a woman of God because she had a glow about her. She was like, good morning. She was smiling and everything, hallelujah. When she got in there, amen, it just I felt the Holy Spirit over my face, glory to God. And she got the talking, and I got the talking, and she got the praising of the Lord. I got to, listen, let me tell you something. That woman began to testify, a woman of God began to testify about what she been through, glory to God. You can see it on her face. God, amen, will preserve us from all evil. He shall preserve my soul. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. Glory to God. So this ain't no temporary fix, glory to God. He's not just going to preserve you for a season. He's not just going to preserve you just until you make it through this point in life. He's not going to, no. It says that, amen, hallelujah, forevermore, amen, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I feel his spirit right now, praise God. God really, amen, hallelujah, wants you to really grab that and understand, amen, what he's saying to you. I got you. I got you. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be in your wilderness experience. You may be in a time, praise God, where you don't know, see where your next meal is coming from. You may, oh, come on now, hallelujah. But God, amen, he has his hands on you, sister, hallelujah. He has his hand on you, brother, glory to God. You may see your kids go doing wayward things, praise God. You may see them out there just fornicating and on drugs. You may see them doing stuff you didn't raise them to do, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you today, praise God, God has his hand on you. God has his hand on your children. God has his hand on your husband. God has his hand on your wife. God has his hands on you. Oh my God, hallelujah, amen. Oh, what I want to do at this point, praise God, amen, I want to believe God for breakthrough in your life. I want to believe God, amen, hallelujah, that the word you received today to restore your courage and to restore, amen, hallelujah, your faith in your walk, amen, to renew and rejuvenate you. I want to encourage you, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, to keep on keeping on. Press on and see what the end is going to be. I am going to pray for you today, amen, and believe God to break off any spirit that has tried to attach itself to you. And whether you know it or not, every time I preach, every time I pray, I'm preaching to the choir. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking to myself. This encourages my spirit. Glory to God. Listen. Bow your head. Amen. Grab your children. Amen. Pull over. Whatever you need to do. It's your time right now for God to work a miracle in your life. It's your time right now for God to break through. It's your time right now, hallelujah, for God to move like never before. But guess what? Guess what, praise God? You got to believe it. Amen. You got to believe, amen, hallelujah, that whatever God has for you is about to happen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Lord, we thank you for everything you're doing for us right now. Lord, we can't make it without you. Restore unto us everything that the cankerworm, the palmer worm, everything that the locust and the caterpillar ate up and took from us. Restore us right now. Lord, we walk in your favor. We walk in your miracles and your blessings. And we thank you for what you've done for us today. Keep our family is our prayer. Amen. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Walk in your victory. This has been Pastor Jay with My Gospel Soul Community Church. Keep on pressing. Press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling, which is in Jesus Christ.